Hello, everybody. Welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. Another year is almost over, and it is December. Time to release Christmas special episodes, as this one you are going to listen to. Thank you very much, dear listeners. I've simply discovered that you loved the Jingle Bell Rock episode, and it's really good to talk about Christmas novels that most of you did not know that are created by the protagonist, were created by a writer. Today, let's discover another beloved Christmas figure. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. This was the cover of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, performed by Meghan Trainor, a Christmas classic that tells the story of Rudolph, a red-nosed reindeer who is initially teased for being different. This song celebrates the message of accepting people who are different from us, embracing our uniqueness and sharing our brightness, regardless of what others might think. The song was released in 1949 by the songwriter Johnny Marks, based on the 1939 tale of the same name written by Robert L. May. The song was originally performed by Gene Autry and not by Dean Martin, as I thought. So, oops. But let's talk about Rudolph. Rudolph is a young reindeer who is born with a glowing red nose. Because of his unique features, he is often teased by his peers. I read just a passage of the book. They kicked up snow, tiny hoofs, and covered Rudolph with a blanket of white fluffy snow. Sometimes the other reindeer made a circle around Rudolph and sang, red nose, a funny sight, big as an apple and twice as bright. All the reindeer loved to play games. They played tree tag and snow slide and tumble bones, but Rudolph was never asked to play. He stood behind a pine tree and watched. It was very lonely. Sorry for the voice, but whatever. Maybe some of you can resonate with it. It would not be pleasant to be teased and not integrated, just because of a peculiar detail, as Rudolph was affected by others that he felt lonely and not understood. However, on one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa Claus faces a dilemma when he cannot see to guide his sleigh due to the poor visibility caused by the fog. And then Santa discovers Rudolph's bright red nose and asks him to guide the sleigh, helping him deliver gifts to children around the world. Rudolph's unique trait, which was a source of shame, becomes the very thing that saved Christmas. By the end of the story, Rudolph is celebrated and accepted by the other reindeer, becoming a hero. This Christmas story, and as well the song, serve as a reminder, dear listener, that differences should be embraced, and that everyone has the potential to shine in their own unique way. From being an outcast to becoming a hero, Rudolph's story teaches the importance of accepting differences, starting from yourself first. Everyone has unique qualities that may contribute positively and make us unique and special for that. Another aspect of the story that people forget is that it is important as well to give and show love and support, including everyone without judgment. We must have more courage and confidence in ourselves, like Rudolph, because if we don't accept ourselves, how will we make ourselves accepted? It's December, the magical and perfect time to give a simple gesture, showing love towards your loved ones. It's time to let go to negative thoughts and stress, spread love and affection, and of course, be nice. Stay tuned for more. XOXO, Anita Myers.